Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Let's find out about your money right now with David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Atlantic Coast Mortgage. David, good morning. The Fed yesterday, the chairman didn't seem all that nervous about what's going on in the Middle East. How did he sound to you?
Well, here's a summary of what Fed Chair Powell said. Inflation in the U.S. remains somewhat elevated. Economic implications, big word there for me, Bob, of the Iran war are quote-unquote uncertain. Near-term inflation expectations have risen due to rising oil prices, which opened today at $119 a barrel. I know you track that very closely, Bob. And all of this is impacting what the Fed's going to do, because it is going to drive up inflation, which is the number one of the top indicators that the Fed looks at when they determine if they should drop rates or not.
Yeah, but he basically sounded pretty confident in the overall economy long term, didn't he?
Well, yeah, because I think he figures that sometime in the future, hopefully shorter term than longer term, that this conflict with Iran will end and things will get back to normal, whatever the new normal, quote unquote, normal will be. So I can't get in the head of the Fed chair's mind, but things are a lot. There's a lot of uncertainty here. Gold is sold off over $1,000 an ounce. Natural gas is up 20% today due to Iran striking of one of the Gulf Coast's natural gas producing plants. The Dow's down 5,000, over 10,000, almost 5,000 points since the what they're calling the Bondi high. You know, when she said Dow's at 50,000, once she made that comment, it closed yesterday, I think, at 46,200 or 222. So 46,222. So everything's kind of in a state of disarray right now, Robert, and we're just bracing for impact.
You still looking at bonds as a safe haven?
Well, typically when unemployment goes up, which it has been, and there's a conflict, when bombs start dropping, not to make any, and I'm not making light of the situation, but when bombs drop and inflation goes up, typically what happens is the investors flock to the United States Treasuries for security. And we're not seeing that. The exact opposite has been happening. They're fleeing from gold. They're not buying bonds. Mortgage interest rates are up almost 0.75 point in the past 3 weeks since the start of the Iran war, and you know, our borrowers are now looking at mid to high sixes instead of high fives, low sixes, where we were on a nice steady glide plane into the six, from the sixes into the fives. And 3 weeks ago, all that stopped. So we're solidly back into the sixes, and we're just passing on the information that we have. And today, the market opened up even worse for bonds, so interest rates will probably be higher today for mortgages.
How are those high mortgage rates affecting home sales in this area right now?
Well, right now, we really haven't seen any major impact. We're getting full bore into the spring market. We're writing pre-approval letters. We have to go out and buy more ink because our printers are just keep churning out pre-approval letters for listeners who are interested in buying homes but keep missing out on homes because they got outbid. I had a young couple wanted to put in a bid on a condo that was listed for $575 over in the West Loop off of Ogden, and it sold for $650. There were 12 people bidding, so $75,000 over, and it went for cash. Right, they're coming in with 20% down payment at $575 full offer, and it went for $650 cash. So that I've got a closing today. A friend of mine is selling his house in the northwestern suburbs, $1.9 million all cash. So if you've got money, it's flowing. The challenge is those that are on the lower socioeconomic scale, the blue collar, middle and low income. Earners are getting hammered. We're getting calls from them every single day with 30, to $50,000 with credit card debt. One the other day, $100,000 worth of debt with the consumer loans, the SoFis, the lending clubs, the Market Street, the Main Street, all of those Michigas loans that have come with 15 to 35% interest rates. It's just suffocating our listeners out there right now, Bob. It's not good.
More from David on the radio here Saturday morning. What Michigas will you be dealing with this weekend?
On the number one rated show on WGN between the hours of 10 and 1 every Saturday, Bob, that show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, we have Stephen A. Leahy from Opum Tax Resolution, the Bug Lady, Janelle Iacchino, and a representative from All City Brick Staining. The calamity starts Saturday at 10:05 a.m. here on AM 720 WGN.
David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending, Team Hochberg, Atlantic Coast Mortgage. Have a good one, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.